Welcome to the second half hour of the Townships at 12 with me, Maureen, today. And in this segment, I'll be interviewing Rachel Garber. Rachel is the editor of the Township Sun, and we'll also have some health news and some music. So right now, we're going to start off the second half with some music. This is Joni Mitchell with Neil Young, You Turn Me On, and after that, we'll hear the interview I did with Rachel Garber. Teasdale for the Townships at 12, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Rachel Garber. Now, Rachel is the editor of the Township Sun, so welcome, Rachel.
Thank you very much, Maureen. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, we're thankful that you came. Now, what is new at the Township Sun? I know a lot's going on, the 50th anniversary, my goodness.
This is it. We've just been doing a sort of a stream of activities throughout this year. We in the fall, we had the book fest and books and brunches, and lots of writers participated. That was really wonderful. Then this month, actually, we're working on our 50th anniversary editions. There are two. There's part one is going to be the February one, which actually comes out in newsstands on January 26th. And what it will be is... it's a smaller model, 20 pages, but it will contain the very first ever edition of the Township Sun that was published on February 8th, 1974. And I think that some people, some of our listeners, will remember the people who were involved in starting the Township Sun. One of them was Russell Pocock. Another was Susan Mastine. And let's see, there were two other people on that committee, Brian Olding and Robert Winters. And they were all students at that time. They were like 20, 21 years old. The Township's Sun was started by a bunch of kids.
Oh, really?
You know, so they were really interested in what was happening. And when you think back to 1972, 73, 74, mm-hmm. a lot was happening in Quebec that affected the English-speaking community. And it was really at a time when the beginning of what was known as the Great Exodus was happening when many mm-hmm. people were leaving. And so they were motivated, Russell Pocock told me, by the, you know, wanting to help people cope with what was happening around them, not encouraging people to leave, not encouraging them to stay, but really interpreting what was going on, what the new government and the new government's laws were, and how we could react or live with them and to understand what was going on. So they were a lively bunch of people and really cared about their community. And I think, you know, 50 years later, the community has gone through a lot, mm-hmm. quite a metamorphosis. The magazine has also gone through its changes over the 50 years. But I think what has remained a constant is that there's this core group of volunteers who really, really care about what's happening in the community and who want to look at, you know, what's below the surface and help be a mirror to the community. I think from the very beginning, the Township Sun was always a magazine. I'm not sure it always knew it was a magazine, but I think it does more so today now than maybe 20, 30 years ago. But at least I have to say that today we call ourselves a magazine, which means that we really we're interested in culture and community. We're interested in fiction, stories. We're interested in nonfiction that could be memoir, that could be investigative reporting if we had the funds for that kind of article. That can be poetry, that can be artwork, that can be photography, can be all of these things, depending on, in large part, the contributors. I think one of the strengths of the Township Sun is that we do have so many contributors. Now, I'm not going to remember the exact number, but I think there's been something like 175 people who have contributed to the Township Sun over the past 2 years.
That's amazing in itself.
That is, I find mm-hmm. it really amazing when I did the count. And that includes writers, artists, poets, photographers, and people who write letters to the editor.
That is amazing. Anybody from the beginning still involved?
From the very beginning, mm-hmm. no, mm-hmm. not on the board, but
as a contributor.
But I'm going to talk about the next issue of the Township Sun. This one I said that's coming up on that will hit the newsstands on January 26th is a reprint of the very first ever edition. But it's a prelude to the really big 50th anniversary legacy edition that's going to be 52 pages in full color. So it's really going to be pretty thick. Russell Pocock will have an article in that issue, and Susan Mastine will too. They were there at the very beginning.
That's really exciting, really something to look forward to in the month of February.
I'm looking forward to it myself. I'm really looking forward to it being done, but also, I think people are going to find it's really, really interesting because we would really look at those five decades and what happened in each decade in our community as well as in the Township Sun's pages.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of really good reading, really interesting reading.
Well, thank you. I hope so.
How long have you been involved, Rachel, with the Township Sun?
You know, I have written for the Township Sun on and off for a few years, and then unfortunately, when Barbara Heath passed away, I thought, you know what, maybe I could be more involved. And I volunteered, and I was accepted, and I feel, you know, the board has really... the people on the board really welcomed me with open arms. I felt like I was part of this tight-knit team. Mm-hmm. And we have grown over that was about 2 years ago now. And we have grown over those 2 years. So now we, instead of a board of five people, we have a board of 10 people.
That's amazing. Okay.
So I'm really happy about that. And people of all ages, too. Our youngest board member is Anna Martinez, and she's 19 years old. And I don't know who the oldest one is because nobody will tell me. I haven't asked. But there are a number of us with gray hair, and there are some in between, and some young. And I like that intergenerational aspect of, of the...
That's so important to have different generations. Different views.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do bring different views, different experiences, grew up in different worlds in many ways.
Mm-hmm. You know, for certain.
So I'm learning a lot from the younger people of the team, and you know, I think it goes both ways.
I think so. I'm sure it does. You were talking to me about how many volunteers you have, and I was just blown away.
Yeah, besides the board members, there are other volunteers, too. And also, you know, the contributors are largely volunteers. Mm-hmm. We do offer our contributors a small honorarium. I can't really call it pay. It's more offsets maybe some of the expenses that, you know, they go to. Mm-hmm. But there's such great motivation and such hard work, frankly, that goes into the events that we've been having. I've just, you know, I think of Angela Luke, who organized the books events, and then many of the board members and other volunteers would be there on the day of the event to take part in it. My hat is off to everyone. It's been, you know, it's been eye-opening to see how much volunteers, a small group of committed volunteers can achieve.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it has been a success so far, so that's wonderful too.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. What I think, my sense is, you know, that a lot of people express appreciation to me for the Township Sun, and enjoy reading it. And I've heard a number of people say, I read it cover to cover. And that really means a lot to me, that it's something, it's filling a need. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. What I'm finding is I would like to see our subscription numbers reflect that. And they don't quite yet. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're thinking about and working on. Because there are also some people who say to me, oh, I'm so glad I discovered this. I didn't know it existed. Or, you mean the Township Sun still exists? You know, so I think we have to work, we have to find a good strategy to really get the word out about the Township Sun, that it does exist. And that people can subscribe to it at our website. It's very easy, townshipsun.ca. And then there's a page that's called Subscribe. And you can subscribe right there online. We offer a print version, and we also offer an online version. So that's very easy, and I hope people go to townshipsun.ca.
It's
and
definitely
subscribe.
Worth it. Yeah, definitely worth it. So you can get a print version or an online version too.
That's right.
And what is the cost per year?
For online, it's $15. Mm-hmm. The advantage is it's in full color, and you get it faster than people get the print version. The print version is $25 a year. It's usually in black and white, except for sometimes the centerfold, and always the cover is in color. About half of the issues are 24 pages each, and half of them are 28 pages each. We publish 9 issues a year.
Okay, that's wonderful. Definitely everybody should support the Township Sun, because it's amazing the work that goes into it, and not one of the people on the Township Sun is paid. I'm just blown away by that.
Yeah, this is, I don't know too many nonprofit organizations where absolutely everybody is a volunteer. Mm-hmm. So I'm blown away by it too.
So the next thing we have to look forward to are the next 2 issues of the Sun. Mm-hmm. One coming out in February.
Yes, the first one will be on the stands, magazine stands, on January 26th. And the second one, the really big one, 52 pages, is going to be out on February 26th. Now, there's something else that we're planning. It's not going to be on the date that they hit the mm-hmm. newsstands, but we are going to have a little celebration. We're going to have a launch of the 50th anniversary Legacy Edition. It's going to be on Tuesday, March 19th at Uplands. It's a Sankha set, so it's going to be fairly informal. Especially our readers and our contributors are invited, and other people can come too, but we just ask that you RSVP, that you let us know, because the space is a little bit limited at Uplands. Mm-hmm. So if you want more information about that, just check out our website, townshipsun.ca, and on the very first page, there's a section called News and Notes. It's our blog section, and in our blog, we always put the up-to-date news about the Sun. So there you will find information about the 50th anniversary Legacy Edition launch of the Township
Sun.
That sounds
really exciting, really fun, and definitely interesting too. Okay, anything else you'd like to talk about, Rachel?
Well, the really big thing on everybody's mind right now is the Young Townships Voices mm-hmm. Project. This year, as you know, we've been having teacher strike,
right.
And that's a little bit of an obstacle for this project, because we usually reach out to especially high school students okay. Through the schools, and now that's not possible. So we really are hoping that everybody who is listening to me will help get the word out. If you know anybody between the ages of 11 and 29, who have just an ounce of creativity in one of their little fingers and would like to call on that creativity, they can join the Township Sun, it's the Township's Young Voices project. And you know, it's a competition, but it's more like a participatory activity. We really hope to inspire a lot of young people to exercise their creativity. But we do have awards, and we have now $3,000 that we'll be able to give out as awards to a number of young people who want to submit a short story, a nonfiction article, poetry they've written, art they've done, or photos. And the winners will be published in the Township Sun, in addition to receiving cash prizes. On our website, townshipsun.ca, there is a page that's called Township's Young Voices. And there you will find everything you need to know to join this project. There are the guidelines for submission. The submission deadline is February 29th. it's leap year, remember? That's so right. February 29th. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but the time to start is now. Our two young coordinators of the Township's Young Voices, Arabella McFish and Anna Martinez, have had a great idea that they will be pursuing as soon as students get back to school. And that is that there would be like a team in each of the high schools that will encourage the other students to make submissions to the Township's Young Voices. And then there will be a little prize for the school that comes up with the greatest number of submissions from their student body.
That's a wonderful idea, real incentive.
I think it's a really great idea, mm-hmm. Yeah, and really brings creative people together. So it's like a club.
Mm-hmm.
And creativity is something I think that, in a way, it's its own reward.
It is. Yeah, yeah, definitely it is.
And the important thing is that people really enjoy what they're doing and they exercise their creative muscles and realize, you know, what power they have. And then you know, if you happen to get a prize, that's over and above. That's a plus.
It is. There's so much energy in that age.
Well, we all have that energy. It's just sometimes we forget it. And, mm-hmm. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, that sounds wonderful. Anything else, Rachel?
I think that's about it.
Okay, well, thank you very much and look forward to more news from the Townships then.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. 5 quarts, that's how much blood your heart pumps around your circulatory system every minute. That's incredible. Both cardio and strength exercises are important. Exercise can help keep your blood pressure in check, reduce your levels of stress hormones, and help your muscles pull oxygen out of your blood, among other heart benefits. Getting regular exercise, a combo of aerobic movement and resistance training, reduces your risk of sudden heart attack and other potentially fatal cardiac events. For optimal heart health, get at least 150 minutes of aerobic exercise each week, says Dr. Goldberg, and do some upper and lower body strength training 2 or 3 times per week. And this health information is from the magazine called Prevention, February 2024 issue. And a big thank you to Rachel Garber for coming into the studio today and for her interview. We hope to hear lots more about the Township Sun 50th anniversary. Very exciting. And we'll close out today's show with a song from Sheryl Crow. The song is called Evolution. And also I want to thank again Dr. Perzada from the Mass for Canada. Check out the site. Have a great day, everybody.
Turned on the radio and there it was, a song that sounded like something I wrote. The voice and melody were hauntingly so familiar that I thought it was a joke. Is it beyond intelligence, as if the soul well you can outdo me. There is one thing you will never do, and it's fear.